with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy Show.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grilling Guy Show on the Michigan Talk Network. We are teeing up your backyard, Mid-Michigan, for a 4th of July barbecue. We brought our friend Bob Dubisky in. He taught us how to the difference between select, choice, and prime meats. Just got done with our friends from Hudsonville Winery and Pike 51 Brewery. You can find that online, too, at Pike, P-I-K-E, 51brewery.com. So get over there if you're on the southwest side of Michigan. Get up here near Grand Rapids and give that. It's a brewery and a winery all together. So if your wife doesn't like the beer, give her a little taste of wine because they got it all there. But I'm Jop, and he's Bob. We're the Grilling Guys. What's cooking, Bob?
Well, you know, I like to call myself the original infrared neck.
I understand that.
And because I love my Tech infrared grill, right? I like technology. And some technology I've been using lately, Jop, is from a company called ThermoWorks.
Okay.
Here's a big part of being a good grilling guy. It's knowing your temperatures. And if you don't have a good digital thermometer, which I really struggle saying, you're going to have a problem because, number one, a lot of them take too long to give you your true temperature. And if you get impatient and just think, oh, it's not there yet, well, you know, you might already be at 165 degrees on your chicken, but it's reading 155 because of some Chinese piece of crap.
That's right. I know that. And
you don't want a junk thermometer, okay?
It's one of the most important tools you can have around your grill because, in my opinion, the worst thing you can do to a piece of meat on the grill is overcook it. And now you have your taste preferences, and there are different temperatures associated with taste preferences. And what I mean by that, let's go back to beef. Dubisky was talking a little bit about beef with us. So if you want it rare, medium, I don't go much north of medium, okay? That's just, again, it's a personal preference. Definitely. But each of those are temperature-driven, and you need to understand what those temperatures are.
You don't like your chicken steaks rare, is what you're saying.
That's right. That's right. So you got to make sure that you're cooking to the right temperature, and the only way to be sure of that, because every grill's different, guys. I mean, you do your charcoal grill three times in a row. Did you put as much charcoal on as you did the last time? So on. The temperature is very important.
I used my ThermoPen last night. I was out in the back, you saw me. You were out there with us. We had a little party by the pool and had some nice big fat brats on. Well, they're loaded up with all kinds of ground meat. That's a food you definitely want to cook to temperature because you can run into a little more bacteria when you have ground meat for a lot of reasons. Pulled my ThermoPen out. They went to 165. I like doing my brats. The same thing I like doing my chicken at.
That's
165.
Right.
3 seconds, that thing gives you your read. 3 seconds, I've got my temperature.
Well, describe what it looks like if somebody's not familiar with them.
Well, it's not much bigger than a pen. It's almost the size of a fat marker, and it's got the probe hinged on the end, and you just pull it out, and as soon as you pull it out, the thing turns on.
It's digital.
When you snap it shut, it shuts off.
Yeah,
so you don't leave it on and ruin your battery.
Yeah, and what you're talking about that's flipping out actually looks like it's a probe that you're going to stick into the meat because that's going to measure the temperature. It's very small, which is good. You don't ever want to cut your meat to see how it's done.
Very sharp.
Right, and it's very sharp, but it looks like the ink tube in an old Bic ink pen, right? I mean, it's skinny and it's metallic like that.
Yeah, like a cross pen.
Yeah, and it's got a point on it,
silver tube, yeah. It's just a nice little stainless probe. Some of the cool things about ThermoPen are, number one, they're handmade. They're actually made in England, and they're handmade. They're not stamped off a machine. It doesn't start at zero. A lot of them start at zero. It starts at the ambient temperature of the probe, whatever the temperature of the probe is at the time, which is usually 70 degrees or something like that. Last night, 95, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't stop the cooking for you. In other words, You lift that lid up, 3 seconds, you got your temperature, bang, your lid's shut. You're not stopping your cooking. With a lot of smokers and grills, they've got really long recovery rates in terms of getting your temperature back up on your grill. And it tests the temperature, not the doneness.
Right.
Okay, I want a temperature. And it doesn't lock in on a reading. It's constantly moving. So some will hit their peak, and then it'll stay at that number. Well, if your meat's cooled down or if you hit a different spot in the meat, I want that thing to go to the new temperature on the meat as I probe a couple
Absolutely.
Places if it's a big piece of meat.
You get the thicker or the thinner end is the
right.
thin end always going to be done first, right? That's just logic. Let me break down more technology for us. I'm a big iPhone user, love my iPhone. That's no endorsement. It's just it's a great piece of equipment. And there's a ton of apps on the App Store on your iPhone where there you can get grilling information about. And I've got one of them. It's called Safe Food. And it's really relevant to what we're talking about because all this app is it tells you by type of food how warm to cook it before it's done. And it's done at a not overdone and it's not underdone. For instance, chicken is at 165 degrees. A pork chop is at 145 degrees. Fish is at 145. Ground meat, they want to take it to 160, and that's still done at a medium level. A steak, they've got it 145. And then poultry of any kind, whether it's chicken or turkey, is at 165. Again, what you're trying to do is stop the bacteria, right? And when you get meat to a certain temperature, bacteria cannot survive, and therefore it's safe to eat. That's really what the doneness of meat is you're making it safe to eat. Now, there are certain grades of meat that you can eat raw and things of that nature, but the average person doesn't do that. We're talking about your grill next Wednesday when it's the 4th of July. The last thing you want to do is give your family underdone chicken, and then somebody gets sick and it ruins the whole celebration.
Exactly.
You're going to miss the fireworks because you're in the emergency room.
And, you know, another thing to think about is where did you get your hamburger? If it's a custom butcher shop and you know the contents and you know how they produce their meat, then your hamburger, you're safer off. You're safer going with more of a rare hamburger. But if you're getting some of this bulk stuff that comes out of the burger factory, dude, you got to cook that.
Yep.
Because
again, get it done. There's a lot of stuff mixed in there. Right.
Well, this thermal pen was sent to us, of course, by ThermalWorks, the manufacturer, for us to test, review. We give it a 2 thumbs up.
Absolutely.
And thank you to Jesse Black from ThermalWorks for sending these. They're excellent. We're going to be using them on a lot of our remotes. And if you want to come and see one, just come on up to us and ask Jop what he's got in his pocket.
That's right.
Pull out a thermal pen.
Yes, I will. Or every time. Every time. You know, another thing real quickly that a lot of people think they need to do is make sure that the grill grates are clean. And you cannot stress that enough. If you're going to like a public park or something, you might even want to put some tinfoil over them because depending on how that was taken care of, you've got rust, you've got dirt, you've got bacteria all over that grill grate. Now, if it's in your backyard, you've got more control over that. Get it hot, get it really hot, you know, up to 350, 400 degrees, and burn off everything. Use your brush, clean it up. We've got another gadget called a Grill Daddy. We can break that down in another segment, but it's a great grill brush that keeps the thing clean. But make sure that you're cooking it to temperature and you're using clean equipment. Don't ever cross-contaminate. Don't use and what I mean by that is the cutting board. Don't put your raw chicken on cutting board, and then when you take it off the grill, put it back on the same cutting board before it was cleaned, because that bacteria from the raw meat can get on your cook stuff.
And it will.
And it will, and bang, you're right into that emergency room situation.
Your knife blades are the same way.
Yep.
You know, if you're on a picnic, you can take these little alcohol wipes.
Yeah.
They're great to clean things up with.
So coming up next, we've got our friend Diana Stampfler from Promote Michigan. This chick has got the best job in the world, man. She roams around Michigan and telling us all the great things that are happening around our great state. So we're going to talk to Diana, and she's going to give us all the fun stuff that's going on around for the 4th of July. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.